Our friend Barney Ellison once described some extreme athletes as being mentally ill about physical fitness. Maybe it's diet. Christopher Theis and colleagues at the University of Pennsylvania study mice that have been bred to have a lot of variation in genetics and in behavior. Some mice ran 5 times farther on their exercise wheels than other mice. Oddly, there were no significant differences between the active and lazy mice in genetics or biochemistry. A clue came when the exercise-driven mice were treated with antibiotics for other reasons. They then exercised less. How so? Well, antibiotics taken orally kill off a lot of your gut bacteria, the good and the bad. That's one reason I'll never take doxycycline again as a hedge against malaria in our travels. Those bacteria make many biochemical products from their ordinary metabolism. These metabolites affected the brains of the mice moving into the spinal nerves. More dopamine reward signals were made. The effect held true with mice bred to be germ-free from birth. When these were given bacteria from the high-exercise mice, they became more active. Digging deeper, Theis and colleagues looked at individual metabolites that amped up the low-exercise mice. They got a real boost in dopamine levels from fatty acid amides, which are of minor abundance normally. Can people take these as a pill? There are enough differences between mice and men beyond making plans to urge caution. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.